Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, welcome back. It is the Chris Russell Show right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. The Rooster in Madrid. So you got the youngest in charge for the rest of the week as we'll take you up from 1 to 4. Right now we go out to the guest hotline. For the first time this show is where we find our pal Scott Jackson, the co-host of the Believe in Commanders podcast, with former Redskins wide receiver Anthony Armstrong. You can also check him out afternoons 3 to 7 on ESPN Radio 94.1 out in the 757. What's going on, Jack? How are you, brother?
We are good, man, despite this crappy football season. Life's good.
I'm about to say, man, we'll get right into it. We got some big-time news earlier in the week. I'm sure you've talked about it a bunch on your show. Your reaction to Dan Quinn taking the play-calling duties away from Joe Witt Jr. Do you think this is him succumbing to public pressure, or do you expect there to be some sort of change here?
Well, I think it is an interesting timing thing, because you just played a team where the head coach, after the game, was asked why he took over the offensive coordinator position, and he said, I just felt like we needed a change, right? And it worked out great for him. Now, I don't think the Commanders are going to play defense like the Lions played offense. Don't get me wrong. I think, you know, if nothing else, we just maybe need to show the public that there's bigger problems than calling the defense, at this point. And, you know, he didn't fire Joe Witt, which I think is important, to note here as well. Like, you and I have had these discussions. I don't know if we've had them on the air or not. I don't think they did a whole lot for this defense in the offseason and setting them up for a great year. You had to have a lot of things go right, including health, which has not gone right. The hopes that Marshawn Lattimore was going to turn the clock back into the guy who was in New Orleans, which never happened before his injury. But obviously we see even without him, there's still a bad secondary.
Right.
And you never know. We never got enough run up to see if Will Harris was the upgrade over Jeremy Chinn. Dante Fowler drove me crazy on run defense last year, but he did get after the quarterback.
Yeah.
They didn't replace him, per se, you know, Dedrick Wise. A lot of stopgap stuff, and it worked for them the year before. I get it. You know, 1 year's were great last year, not so much this year. Playing better quarterbacks, better teams. All these things have just snowballed on them. And, oh, yeah, the offense is not special like they were a year ago, and they're not playing with leads. So all this is just crumpled. I mean, all the worst possible scenarios that seem to happen for this team, and the Dorrance Armstrong injury is a huge part of it, too.
Yeah, for sure, and I'm actually glad you brought up the Dorrance Armstrong injury, because we've been going to talk about it here throughout the program, which injuries were most significant to this football team. The Dorrance thing to me is interesting, Scott, because even though he was on pace for something like 15, 16 sacks, his down-in, down-out impact just was not there. I'm not trying to poo-poo on Dorrance Armstrong at all. I know he is a fine player. I think he is definitely a starting caliber defensive end in this league, but he's not the game wrecker that I feel like that they needed up front. When you take a look at like the biggest needs for this group heading into the offseason, does the front four come to the top of that list for you?
100%. And I tell you what really concerns me, and I don't know if it's injury related or what, but the lack of production and really the lack of time on the field from Johnny Newton. is terrifying to me. I mean, you told me you could get rid of John Allen because of the money and you were going to get better production from a younger player. We're just not seeing it. He's been available, but he hasn't been playing a ton of snaps. Obviously, Deron Payne had some good moments. Last weekend wasn't one of them, whether he got hit before the play or not. So you got that going on. But, yeah, I mean, I still would have said they didn't do enough at the defensive end position, even with Armstrong playing the entire season. Look, why was Dan Quinn's defense so special in Dallas?
Right.
I think we all understand that. It's Micah Parsons. Why was Deron Bland picking off people, taking it to the house? Same with Diggs, right? And then they take that piece off the field this year in Dallas, and you see how terrible that defense
right.
is. Like, and it's not taking anything away from DQ's ability to coordinate defense, but, you know, what makes special defenses? Special players, Legion of Boom, Cam right. Chancellor, Richard Sherman, Bennett up front. I mean, Wagner in the middle, Young Wags. I mean, like, these are the things that make defenses special. You know, as much as we like to act like these coaches are dummies every time their team gets, you know, dump trucked, you got to have players. You got to have players. And I don't know, you know, I don't know what the philosophy was this offseason. You know, we're still trying to figure out where is Adam Peters cut from? The San Francisco cloth where they seem to pay everybody and keep everybody long term and maybe overextend themselves? Or is it more the guy who grew up in the league under Bill Belichick where it was take it or leave it kind of deals, which is what the Commanders appeared to do this offseason to a lot of players, but without the Bill Belichick results and the Patriot results ahead of time, you know, just off of 1 year. Look, I like the trade still for Tunsil. I wouldn't take that back. I wouldn't take back the Debo trade either. I don't think that was bad. Now, the Lattimore one looks bad, certainly.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. You know, even the great Howie Roseman screws up from time to time. But they really need to have a huge draft this year and offseason, you know, and they don't have a lot of numbers and picks right now, as you know. So they're going to have to figure out a way to help, you know, get more draft capital before we actually draft, you know, in April. But, yeah, I mean, for the time being, you know, they just got the grin and bear it. They're going to have to seriously evaluate some of these young guys. And maybe at some point, Linnell, they'll actually have close to resembling what they dreamed of having at the beginning of the season, at least for one or two games, so we can all see if they actually even had a good plan. Like, seriously, like, I'd just like to see it, if this was even a sound plan, if you have all these people, or as many as you can, healthy, all together at once.
Segues this perfectly, man, because I know a lot was made of Terry McLaurin making the trip to Madrid, and Mama Jackson came out last week and said, yesterday on X, and was like, well, Terry's been around, just hasn't been in the public eye. When you look at the decisions that they're going to have to make here down the stretch, I've been fighting people on this early ever since Jaden got hurt a couple weekends ago. There's just no scenario, Scott, in which I'm willing to shut him down for the season. He's a second-year quarterback. We're worried about his ability to protect himself. How do you learn how to protect yourself instead of going, you know, without going out there and playing in real games and getting real reps? Their plan at the end of the season is going to be fascinating to me. Which way would you be leaning in terms of shutting the quarterback down or not?
Well, let me just say this. I got two sons, both in their 20s. I've never been so proud of a young person as I am of you right now for thinking this way, which is exactly like I think. This is not Patrick Mahomes after multiple Super Bowls.
Right.
Well, this isn't Lamar Jackson after multiple MVPs. You're going to tell me you're going to shut a guy down who did not come out looking good to start the season and not let him play a meaningful game until week one of next year, because we know they'd patty cake the preseason anyway, and expect better results? Get out of here. He needs to learn how to play football healthy and protect himself. And the only way to play football, learn to protect yourself, is actually play football and protect yourself. So, yeah, I'm not in the bubble wrap society of our fan base that thinks, like, we can only play people when everything's perfect.
Yeah.
Wasn't perfect last year. There's a better line this year, frankly.
Right.
There's a lot of parts of the team that are better, but the quarterback struggled early. Was that in part because they didn't get a lot of time on the field with Terry and these other guys? Sure, you can talk me to that. It's also the league had a year to look at him. You know, there were some adjustments that needed to be made on his part, but he's got to play through that stuff. He's a competitor. I trust him. I'm not comparing him to ghosts of quarterbacks past here or anything like that. I hate that. I wish that guy would just go away forever, delete all of his accounts. But anyway,
look, Jack, we're not even giving him the name recognition here, but you all know who we're talking about.
I'm not giving him the name recognition. Again, I was in that park when he was trotting around pulling his crap and, you know, whatever. Anyway, so I would just say this. You got to play him. I think he wants to play if he can. Does that mean if his elbow is bad, he plays? No. But when he's healthy, get him on the field as much as you can have around him and just let him develop. I mean, he's got to get better. Nobody's got it solved. Everybody's like, hey, let's redraft 2023 now and all this nonsense. And Drake May is the guy. He's the finished product. No, he's not. He's going to go through some crap here soon, too. Right. You know, it
happens
to
everybody.
All of them have gone through it, right? Like, you're going to go through it. The better ones level out and can work through it and be consistent. So that only way to do that is to allow him to play football, even if it's meaningful. It doesn't – and correct me if I'm wrong, Linnell, these contracts don't say you only play in games that have, you know, like playoff implications. You have to play all the games that you're available for in order to be considered a great player. So that's what he has to do. Some years just suck, and this is one of them, man. This year sucks. Yeah. I hope there's not more like this ahead. But the only way to find out is again, get everybody, as many of the healthy people back and evaluate, like, where the shortcomings are in this thing. Because, you know, sadly, like, if you look at it right now, you could go dang near every position and say they need help there. And that's obviously not realistic to fix in one offseason. So, but I think it's not, you know, it's not quite that dire. But, again, it looks that way because we just don't see people on the field together consistently right now.
Joe, right now, our guy Scott Jackson, host of the Scott Jackson Show on 94.1 Priority Auto Sports Radio out in the 757. You can check him out weekdays 3 to 7. Scott, I want to ask you, we were kind of texting about this a couple of days ago, just taking a 1,000-foot view at this organization right now. When you take a look at, like, the blue-chip prospects that they have on this roster, there aren't many, and then you go look at the young talent that they seemingly do not have yet to this point, how far away do you think this organization is from being a perennial playoff contender?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah, so like a Philadelphia type of situation, right? Like,
cream of the crop.
Right. Even though Philly's going through some crap right now, I think we all understand they're going to be in the playoffs. And even, I get what you're saying. Even the Lions, yeah, they haven't won a Super Bowl, but, you know, they're in the mix and what have you. Yeah, I think that's a couple good off seasons away. So, I think maybe, and I don't know if, I don't want to say they went all in this offseason. That's thrown around a lot. I mean, they made two moves where they traded for people. That's not all in, okay? I mean, that's not all in.
They didn't spend any money.
Right, and they didn't spend the money. You know, I mean, New England spent more money than anybody, right?
Right.
And obviously it looks like they got some of it right. But they're also playing a last-place schedule, which is helpful. You know, they came off a big win. I mean, the Commanders went through the same thing last year. Yeah, they had some big wins. They also beat some bad quarterbacks, but they had more bad than good wins, probably, you know, in terms of, like, the talent that they were facing.
Right.
So I think, you know, look, even if you jump back in it next year, you can't feel like you got it solved. You got to keep building. It takes time to really build up that type of young talent. And I think it's tough sometimes to, you know, evaluate some of these guys who aren't playing, you know, they're playing with guys who are jumping off the practice squad and their units and what have you. And does that mean that they're the problem or is it the players? And then, you know, it gets kind of convoluted. But I do think it is realistically a couple off seasons, a couple drafts. I think you understand, especially with all the 1-year deals they have,
right. That's
going to be a lot of empty roster spots again. And are we going to continue to play this, you know, this cut and paste thing where, hey, let's grab this 30-year-old or this 31-year-old and throw him in there for a year and see how it goes and not keep guys? And again, it's hard to say if they blew it with these negotiations or what have you without knowing a lot about them.
Right.
I will say this. In years past, like if you go back to the Shanahan era, Gruden, you know, you want to go Zorn, you want to go really far back. and, you know, some Rivera towards the end, there was a – anytime you'd have a year like this, there would be a lot of side stories of, like, oh, God, this or that. I mean, at least the organization's in a place where they're kind of, in a sense, outside of the fans, of course, right, sucking in peace. Outside of the fans freaking out on the X and everything and on the postgame shows with us. And they're sucking in peace in a sense where, like, you guys have –
that's
Von
a hell
Miller
of a
on.
Term, by the way.
That's right. Like, teams, that can happen. Like, that could, yeah, teams can have bad years, you know, hear about them. We used to argue with Mike Shanahan about this all the time because they were constantly having these weird stories come out when he was here. And he would always argue, no, this happens to all bad teams. Then we'd give him like five examples of where nobody cares if they're losing, and he would be surprised. But of course, when you're the guy leaking the stories, as he was.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, my point is, like, Von Miller comes on. And I don't know Von Miller's postgame rep prior to here, but my God, could you ask for a better guy to be in the trenches? He's not like trying to throw anybody under the bus, right, you know. And again, that might make fans feel good, but it really, in high functioning businesses, that doesn't help anybody. And it's not to say, hey, who's accountable? You know, you get, right, that text, that tweet every week. Who's going to be accountable? Like, you know, like everybody's crying about it. You know, like, hey, you know what? At end of the year, you'll find out who's accountable because they'll move on from people and they'll do that. But mid year, this isn't the NBA or the NHL or Major League Baseball where you just throw a manager out or coach out and make some big splashy trade and it fixes the whole season. And that doesn't always happen in those leagues either, clearly.
Right.
But football is a lot more challenging. And again, the level of injuries, it's almost comical now when you see Amos, you know, it's terrible for
it's
him.
Tough,
and then, you know, Treylon Burks. I mean, I was actually really encouraged by this kid because he, you know, I liked him a little bit in college. And then I was like, I don't know what happened to him in Tennessee. And then you're like, good, buy a guy on low, get something out of him. And then, poor guy, you know, broken fingers. It's like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, it seems like an organization that was in the good graces of the football gods last year did something wrong. Maybe it's right, the way they handled the contract negotiation with Terry. They're getting some bad juju.
I don't know. You know, again, I'm hard. Look, it would have been great if it would have been wrapped up earlier. But oddly enough, in the end, he signed the deal that everybody thought was really market value for him, not what they were chirping about, yeah, him and his agent in the early going. So, if they were being unreasonable, what are you supposed to do? You can't make somebody you know, be reasonable, you know, unless they want to be. And then, you know, the other part of it, remember, that's also the agent who represented Jeremy Chinn.
I swear that maybe something, I wonder if something went wrong in those negotiations that led to this getting sour.
Yeah. I mean, I think there was a feeling that he was coming back until he wasn't. So I just say, you know, that's put a pin in that one. That might eventually come to light. But anyway, all that being said, you know, it's the business of football, and yeah, it did. Look, whether you are Team Terry or Team Adam or whatever, Team Commanders, that got the whole thing off on the wrong foot. I mean, there's no denying it. All the terrible fears of what could happen to a 30-plus-year-old receiver happened, got hurt, you know, and then was, you know, waited too late to get into camp, all these things. Whoever's right or wrong, really irrelevant now. We just know it has really helped put this all on the wrong foot, and then a lot of other things happened, too, and what I hate the most, and I know you get this, is there's a lot of our fans that they don't like Terry anymore.
Which is the craziest thing ever. Yeah.
Which is wild to me because, look, you all work in, maybe unless you're self-employed, we all have bosses and business things that you deal with. And sometimes, you know, you gotta step up for yourself and whatever and try to get the best possible deal for you. And, you know, maybe the agent gave him some wrong advice. I don't know. Anyway, all that being said, it was never a good start to the season from that standpoint, and even the off season, it hung over a team that should be excited about the year. And then all that being said, behind the scenes, you and I talked about this in the off season. Did they really do enough to address the defensive shortcomings? And I think the answer is clearly a hell no as we watch them play this year.
I'll let you go on this, man. Appreciate you. You've been awesome. Do you think Dan Quinn taking over the play calling, does it put any pressure on him here in the final 7 weeks of the season, Scott?
Yeah, I think it does a little bit. I don't think to the point where, oh, yeah, they're going to blow him out at the end of the year. I don't think you'd do that. But
bought himself enough good time last year is what I would say,
100%, 100%. Yeah. I do think, though, in a sense, it also will shed to light, again, going back to our original point, did they get them enough help on defense? And was this more of a, hey, the front office, you know, puts you short, and whoever is in that decision making, and maybe Dan Quinn's a big part of that with Adam. I don't know, and I don't know how their dynamic really works on the free agent front, and why guys didn't come here, why they were just cutting and pasting with one-year deals again instead of maybe trying to look for something a little bit bigger and longer. So I think it will be telling in some degrees that way.
For sure.
Now, all that being said, if he's, you know, coaching 11 practice squad guys by the time we get to week 17, then no, it doesn't mean anything at all, you know.
Not at all.
It's good and flexible. The injury rate is going that direction, you know.
About to say, look, I just finished eating a chicken pot pie from KFC. Yeah. I made it a layoff for those, man. I may get the call by week 17.
You might, baby.
To go rush the quarterback. Scott Jackson, ladies and gentlemen, appreciate you giving us some time, Jack.
Always good to talk to you, Linnell. Thanks, buddy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.